The film E-Team follows four members of Human Rights Watch's investigative unit. Known collectively as the Emergencies Team, the group tracks gross rights abuses around the world, putting themselves in danger in an effort to bring the world's attention to these disasters. KPIA's Raymond Tungekar spoke with the film's directors, Ross Kaufman and Kate Cheveny, about what went into making the film. Katie started by talking about where the idea for the film came from.
Ross and I both are filmmakers and friends that we've known each other for a long time, and we were looking for a project to work on together. And we were aware of Human Rights Watch's work, but we had no idea whether their work would be good for a film. It wasn't until we met with the members of the E-Team themselves, and we had dinner with all of them, and they were just such incredible characters. They were the kind of people you meet and think there should be a movie about these guys.
And how did you approach Human Rights Watch and get them on board? Because, you know, in this film, you have incredible access to the E-Team.
Many filmmakers over the years have approached Human Rights Watch to try to film some aspect of their organization. And when we got together with Human Rights Watch, they were very clear. They knew our work and they really knew us in a way. And they felt like we would be able to tell a story about their organization. So they granted us access. Now, it's really important to understand that we were very clear with Human Rights Watch. We said, we have to have full creative control. We have to be able to show your organization warts and all. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts, because Katie and I are very clear. Like, we would never, ever partake in a film that we had anything but full creative control.
Yeah. And, it is important to note that this is the first time that Human Rights Watch has granted this kind of access to a filmmaking team.
So you said earlier that you were aware of, you were familiar with Human Rights Watch and what they do. But has your impression of them changed since you made this film?
I mean, certainly when you make a film like this, you learn a great deal more about an organization than you did in the beginning. But I think the main thing that we learned was on a much more human scale, because we weren't going in depth to profile an organization. Once you see the film, you'll see we were spending lots of time at home with these particular people, Anya and Ula and Fred and Peter. And what we really got to know was them and their work and their approach to their work. So I think I speak for both me and Ross when I think our understanding was really deepened about how people could go about doing difficult work like investigating human rights abuses abroad. What goes into that? What makes them want to do it? What makes them keep doing it? Those were all the questions we were most interested in. And so that's the kind of thing that we were really exploring.
You both touched upon this already, but could you talk about some of the biggest challenges as you made this film?
I mean, it's very challenging making a film that's in cinema verite style like this, where we didn't know what the story was. We didn't know what was going to happen in Libya and Syria, obviously. We couldn't look in a crystal ball and know. And yet we had to make judgment calls about whether or not to spend the money and resources to get on a plane and go to Libya, Syria, Paris, wherever, and do some filming. So you're taking these kind of leaps of faith throughout in terms of, yes, we got a grant last week. Okay, let's spend half of it and go do some filming in Paris. And that is a very challenging aspect, both financially and mentally, because you need to keep believing that the story is coming and that your travel to these places and you're continuing to film is helping to make the film better. So that's kind of a certain kind of challenge that not all films require, but this one certainly did.
And at what point did these shoots in Libya and Syria begin to form into like a cohesive whole where you felt like the movie was coming together in a way that made sense to release it?
About 2 days before we finished editing the film, that's when things started to really come together.